There are some obvious geographical splits to the congressional argument over bailing out the automakers. Michigan and Ohio are obviously strongholds of the industry and the UAW, and their delegations have been vocal advocates of a bailout. South Carolina, Alabama are states that attracted foreign automakers with the promise of cheaper labor, and their delegations include some prominent bailout skeptics. But there is one dimension to the geography of the auto industry that cuts across all state lines. That's the question of dealerships. Car dealerships are everywhere. In fact, one of the prescriptions for reforming General Motors is to greatly reduce the number of them. The National Automobile Dealers Association has been lobbying actively, and the NADA's chairman, Annette Sikora, joins us now by phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Let me put this question to you. GM has 6,400 dealerships, I've read. Rick Wagoner, the head of GM, told Congress that number should be reduced to 4,700 over the next 3 years. That's 1,700 fewer GM dealerships. Do you agree that that's necessary for GM to survive?
I think what's important to remember here is that dealers exist to externalize costs for manufacturers and that we're not a cost to the manufacturer. In fact, dealers invest in the land, the building, the people. We even buy our signs, our parts inventory, and increase the consumer convenience and competition for consumers, which keeps costs low.
But when people look at what is not fit and trim about GM, one thing that analysts often point to is that Toyota and Chevrolet sell about the same number of cars in the U.S., and there are three times as many Chevrolet dealers as Toyota dealerships.
Yes, but there's still some misunderstanding. People think that having all of these dealership networks is actually a cost to GM, when in fact it's the dealers that have personally invested in all of the capital.
But explain for us your relationship. You own auto dealerships. Your relations to the car makers. Do you have contracts with them, and do they pay you money to retain you as their dealer?
No, dealers are independent businesses. I have a franchise agreement with my manufacturer. You know, when that car is leaving the assembly line, you know, a dealer has paid for that car and will be financing that inventory until which time it is sold.
And you don't think there would be any efficiency gained by reducing the number, as the auto executives have said when they've been asked by Congress, what will you do to make your company more efficient? One thing they say is we've got to cut the number of brands that we sell. And yes, we have to cut the number of dealerships. You disagree with that?
I think it's important to notice what they've talked about in their testimony is dealers being the important fabric of the industry. Now, it's true that in some metropolitan areas, there is an overconcentration of dealers. And if you'll notice, over time, there has been a contraction in the dealer body. In the 50s, we had 50,000 dealerships. And at the end of this year, we'll have about 19,700. So the market takes care of determining the number of dealers.
I just wanted to clarify, by the way, what you said about your relationship as a dealer to a car maker, because one person who wrote in the Wall Street Journal and spoke here about the desirability of, say, GM going into bankruptcy, Michael Levine, said that the company has all kinds of contract agreements with dealers, which in bankruptcy it would be allowed to get out of, otherwise it can't. Are you saying that you have no long-term contractual relationship with the car maker at your dealers?
Oh, no. We have a franchise agreement with our automakers, and our franchise laws do provide some protection. But I think one of the things you have to keep in mind is if those franchise laws provide for a rational conversation with the manufacturer, not just some ability to unilaterally close a dealership. And that's important because when you think about the personal capital, we've invested, dealerships as a whole, $233 billion. And that's more than any one of those Detroit 3 manufacturers.
Well, Ms. Sikora, thank you very much for talking with
thank
us today.
You.
That's Annette Sikora, who is chair of the National Automobile Dealers Association. The NADA has been lobbying in Washington in support of aid for the auto industry.